这来结束这阅读记这一卷书。
我看见你的 conclude the book 比较起来。
那个黑板上那个题目写错了一个字。
There's one mistaken on the board.
不是鱼困静销，是鱼团静销。这个鱼云一团一团的都消失了啊，这是鱼困。我们呢知道在以利户发言之后，好像他的言论还没有发完就引出了神的声音。
We know after Elihu talked, before he even finished, we know the Lord started to speak.
你看这个约伯记第37章。
In chapter 37,
在以利户最后一段发言的时间，他似乎是感觉到有一些事要发生。
When Elihu, at the end of his discourse, he feels that something was going to happen.
第一节和第二节。
Verse 1 and 2.
因此我心战惊，从原处移动，听啊神轰轰的声音，是他口中所发的响声。
At this also my heart trembles and the lips from its place. Listen closely to the thunder of his voice and the rumbling that goes out from his mouth.
所以在他发言已经把能够达到的目的达到的时候，神就开始讲话。
So before he accomplished his purpose, the Lord started to talk to him.
那神讲话的时间是最合适的。
God always talked at the appropriate time.
那就是在人的心灵安静谦卑下来的时候。
That's when man's heart is humble and quiet.
那么我们如果心里面有很多的声音，好像牛羊鸽子的声音，我们就没有方法能够安静的听神的声音。
If our heart is filled with noisy of sheep and the pigeons, then we cannot hear the voice of God.
那神讲话的时候也是需要讲话的时候。
When God talks, it's indeed a time necessary for him to talk.
当约伯的心安静谦卑下来，
When Job's heart was humble and quiet,
但是他还没有得着他要想得着的答案。
But he still didn't get the answer he wanted.
不说以利户讲出一些道理。
It is true, Elihu talked some of the truth.
那到底为什么受苦呢？
Why was the reason he suffered?
以利户说，现在有云遮蔽，不得见穹苍的亮光。
Elihu said, now has clouds covered the sky.
所以我还是不知道。
I still don't know yet.
所以这个约伯还是很灰心，还是得不到答案。
So Job was still frustrated, couldn't get the answer.
那在人绝望的时候，就是神给人希望的时候。
When in our desperation, the hope comes from God.
神讲话也是针对着约伯他心灵的光景而说的。
God talked to Job as just a Job needed.
约伯在他发言的最后向神挑战。
Job at the end of his talking, he challenged to God.
在31章第35节那里说，
In chapter 31, verse 35,
他说，看了在这里有我所画的样，愿全能者回答我。
He said, Oh, that I have one to hear me. Behold, here is my signature. Let the Almighty answer me.
并且他愿意把他的敌人告他的罪状戴在他的肩头上，绑在他的头上为冠冕。
And he also, the indictment which my adviser was written, and he put on his shoulder.
他说，我要以这个为我的荣耀。
I will take it as my pride.
并且我毫不惧怕的，好像一个君王一样，到他的面前来跟他辩论。
And I go to him like a king to argue with him.
好像他这个时候真是威风不可一世。
At this time, he really feels that he is so dignified.
神的胆子很小，不敢面对他。
As if God is scared of him, cannot face him.
现在神说，好，我接受应战。
So God said, okay, I'm accepted your challenge.
所以他称约伯叫做我的勇士。
So he called Job my mighty man.
两次称他我的勇士，我来了。
Twice he called to him, I am coming, mighty man.
本来约伯自己以为胆子大得很。
Job thought he was very bold.
但神一跟他讲话的时候，他马上就说我是卑贱的。
As soon as the Lord speak to him, he said, I am insignificant.
你看第四十章。
Let's see chapter 40.
第四十章第三节。
Verse 3.
于是约伯回答耶和华说，我是卑贱的，我用什么回答你呢？只好用手捂口。我说了一次再不回答，说了两次就不再说。
Then Job answered the Lord and said, Behold, I'm insignificant. What can I reply to you? I lay my hand on my mouth. Once I have spoken, and I will not answer. Even twice, and I will add no more.
那所以说一次说两次是当时一种语法。
He said once or twice is the way he expressed it.
那还是他说，哎呀，我不敢了，我说的太多了。
He said, I talk too much, I dare not to say anything anymore.
你看，当神一显现的时候，人就觉得自己算不得什么。
So when the Lord appeared to us, we see our insignificance.
那到底这个神讲些什么话呢？
What did the Lord talk to him?
也好像一讲就讲了好几篇话。
When he start talking, as he talked quite a lot too.
那么所讲的都是论到他自己本身的大作为和他的大智慧。
All he talks concerning his almighty work and his wisdom.
是不断地提出一些宇宙之间所看见的一些事物来问约伯。到底是怎么安排，是怎么设计，是怎么维持，是怎么供应的。
He point out a lot of things in this universe to ask to Job, how those are arranged, how those are planned, how those are supplied.
那么在第38章第一节到第18节。
In chapter 38,
那神是讲到这一个大地神是怎样创造它。
God, verse 13 through 18, God told him how he laid the foundation of the earth.
他问约伯，你知道吗？到底是怎么创造的呢？
He asked him, do you know how this was created?
你能不能给我一些计谋，能给我一些参考的意见呢？
Can you give me any counsel for this creation?
那么第八节到十一节是讲到海洋是为什么有这样的安排呢？
Verse 8 through 11 tells them how the sea is arranged that way.
十二节到十五节讲到晨曦为什么会这样美丽呢？
Verse 12 through 15 tells how the morning dew is so beautiful.
16节到18节就讲到那个沧海的深处到底有什么秘密呢？
Verse 16 through 18 talks about the secret of the spring of the sea.
所有这一些你知道的有多少呢？
How much you know about all this?
那这都是一些他要约伯问他的知识到底有多少。
God tried to find out how much knowledge he has concerning this.
那么第三十八章十九节到三十八节。
Chapter 38, verse 19 through 38.
那是讲到那从穹苍万象的奇妙。
It's tell them the wonders of the atmosphere in all the universe.
讲到为什么这个世界这个宇宙穹苍之间有光明有黑暗。
Ask them why there's light and darkness.
它怎么来的？是谁来把它创造出来的？
How did it come from? Who created all this?
这是十九节到二十一节。
That's verse 19 through 21.
那么二十二节到三十节呢？
From 21 to 30.
又讲到这个大地上的气象是怎么变化的呢？
Ask them how the atmosphere is changing in this earth.
谁用什么阀车来控制它的变化呢？
What is the principle that the ruler is controlling this?
那么在第31节到32节
Verse 31 and 32就
讲到的天上的群星万俗是怎么样在那里运行呢？
How the constellation is moving according to the seasons?
这一些群星运行的能力又是谁给他的呢？
Who enabled them to move that way?
那三十三节到三十八节
Verse 33 through 38
讲到大自然的定律有多少。
What are the ordinances of heaven?
谁能够改变这些大自然的定律？
Who can change all this ordinance?
所以这里就把他的眼界就 提到这个太空上去，让他看见谁在那里管理这一切。
So his eyes was lifted up to the higher place that he know that he is limited.
那么这个38章39节到39章30节。
Verse 39 of chapter 38.
就把约伯的眼光和思想带到这个地上的活物上面去。
He led his attention to the living creature on the earth.
那么39章41节。
Verse 41 in chapter 39.
讲到这个地上的禽兽，这飞禽走兽，为什么他们能够一直生养不息？
Tell them how the beast can continue to calving the little one.
他们的粮食是谁来供应的？
Who is supplying their food?
他们为什么能够一直不缺乏的？
Why they always live in a life without any lacking?
那么39章1节到12节。
Chapter 39, verse 1 and 12.
那是讲到这个飞禽走兽的性情为什么格格不同。
Talks about the nature of the beast and the birds.
那么在39章13节到30节。
Verse 13 through 30.
为什么这个各样的活物都有不同的活动的范围？
Why different animals have the patterns of the activities?
那这一些的问题问完以后。
After he asked all this.
约伯他已经觉得自己所知道的有限。
So Job knows how limited he know of it.
很知道自己是一个卑贱的人。
And he acknowledged.
他说主啊，我一个也答不出来。
He said, none of this I can answer.
那神还没有结束。
But God didn't finish.
天主要来第二次的向他发出一些问题。
Second time he gave him another group of questions.
那就是40章第6节到41章。
It's chapter 40 verse 6 through chapter 41.
那这一方面是讲到神啊控制了道德世界的那个伟大力量。
It tells that how God is control the moral status in this universe.
所以这个40章第6节到14节是讲到神怎么样管制骄傲的人。
In verse 6 through 14 tells how God controls the proud person.
那15节到末了是讲到神怎样创造那个大力的河马。
Verse 15 until the end of this chapter tells how God creates the mighty hippopotamus.
那么这个41章整个一章呢是讲到一个鳄鱼的事。
Chapter 41 talks about the animal leviathan.
那这个实际上不是这个原文的意思并不是鳄鱼。
The original language doesn't mean crocodile.
那是你看这个字是33章17节有同样的一个同样一个字。
Chapter 33 verse 17 has the same word.
33章17节。好叫人不从自己的智谋不行骄傲的事。那这里这个骄傲者跟这个鳄鱼原来是一个字。
To keep man from pride, the pride and the crocodile is the same word.
35章12节也有同样的字骄傲者。
Chapter 35 verse 2 has the same word.
所以在这里并不是形容这个鳄鱼没有人能够制服。
It doesn't say that the crocodile is not controllable.
而是用这个形象让我们知道有一个全世界最骄傲的人。
Through this description, we know that this one really is the most proud.
所以好多人根据这个是讲到宇宙后面的那个最骄傲的撒旦而言。
This implies the one behind the universe, this earth is Satan.
我个人觉得这个解释是相当合适的。
I think this explanation is appropriate.
因为你看在这41章的31节有这样的翻译。
Because chapter 41 verse 31 has this translation.
有的人翻译叫做 他是骄傲之子的王。
He is king over all.
又是一切骄傲之物的君。
He is king of all the sons of pride, the monarch of the proud creature.
那这里就很明显指着是指着撒旦而言。
So it's very evident it's talking about Satan.
没有人能够管理他。
Nobody can rule over him.
但是神能够管理他。
God is the only one can rule over him.
这整个的几章圣经问了好多的问题。
These few chapters has a lot of questions.
那都是神本身的作为和他的智慧。
All because of his mighty works and his wisdom.
以及他的大能。
And his wonderful power.
一共有多少问题呢？
How many questions were there?
问了约伯184个问题。
He asked him 184 questions.
为什么神问这些问题啊？
Why God asked him all this?
你有没有知道神为什么问他？
Do you know why God asked him?
你说这有什么呢？大欺小就是了。
Oh, it's just somebody who is stronger try to control the weaker.
好像神在约伯的面前充人呢。
He tried to show off in front of Job.
是不是这样呢？
It's truly that, like that.
如果神向约伯充人了，这个神就算不得什么了。
If God wants to show off in front of Job, then oh, God is really nothing.
神乃是接着这些问题来启发他的信心。
Through all the questions, God wants to lead him to come to the point of faith.
启发他有一个最完美的信心。
Is to help him to have a complete faith.
让他能够因信得胜到底。
So that through faith he can come to victory.
神要他看见整个的宇宙穹苍万事万物。
God wants him to see in the universe everything.
都是神所设计的。
It's all planned by God.
没有什么可以修改的余地。
Nothing can be corrected.
没有什么错误的地方。
There's no mistakes anywhere.
神所造这么丰富的一个宇宙。
Such abundant universe God created.
都是各时其用，各时其所。
It's just perfect. Everything fits to its own purpose.
从来神供应这么一个奇妙的宇宙，没有出过乱子。
God provide us with such a wonderful universe, no problems ever happen.
没有什么的错误。
No mistakes.
那神并且能够管理那个看不见的形而上的那个道德的宇宙。
God can even rule over the moral standards, the pride which is on earth.
他没有错误过一次。
He has never made any mistake.
这么多的事，他没有错误过一次。
So many things, and he never made one mistake.
暗示一个说，难道我就是对你有错误吗？
God said to Job, "Do I?" Can I make any mistake to you?
你这个小人，我就没有办法把你忘记了吗？
You think I can forgotten you, a little man like you?
所以这一些的问题不是神在那里显示他自己的威风。
God really wasn't showing his own dignity.
乃是让约伯对于神有一个完全的信靠。
He wants Job to have a complete trust on God.
我们看见神真是体贴约伯。
We know God really loves Job.
他宝贝他的信心。
He thinks it's precious for his faith.
所以他愿意成全他的信心，一直到底。
He wants to fulfill his faith until to the end.
所以我们了解了这一点，你发现好像神讲的话并没有直接告诉他为什么受苦。
Through all the talks of God, it seems to be God didn't tell them directly why he suffered.
所以好多时候我们读了约伯记，觉得怎么搞？这个神讲话也是无头无尾，讲这一套干什么？
Sometimes after we read the book of Job, we don't know why God talk all this. What's the reason of it?
并且一讲以后，约伯就服下来了。
But after God talks and Job becomes so
scared, 好像约伯给喝坏了一样。
As if he was frightened to.
完全是不了解这个圣经。
Because they don't understand the Bible.
神为什么不把他受苦的原因、受苦的目的告诉他呢？
Why God didn't tell him the reason he let him suffer?
这一告诉这个试验的性质就给破坏。
If he tells him the nature of the trial is disrupted.
这就是神在那里考试作弊。
And God is cheating in his test.
有没有老师考试作弊的？
Have you seen any teacher cheat?
啊，学生考试作弊有啊，老师也有作弊的。
Students cheat, teachers sometimes cheat too.
啊，怕学生都不及格，我的教授面子难看。
He's afraid the student cannot make good grades. It's a losing face for the teacher.
所以预先告诉考几题，这几题一定考的。
Tell the student this problem will be included.
所以做个学生都考及格了。
All the students can pass.
神不愿意约伯是这样子的混过去。
But God doesn't want to do this way.
对，仍然不告诉他到底为什么。
He didn't tell him the reason until today.
让他伏在神的面前。
First, let him to be submissive.
知道神在他身上没有做错。
Knowing that God never makes any mistakes.
当神这一番话讲出来的时候，
After God said all this,
我们就发现达到预期的效果。
We know he has received expected result.
首先，他的自信、自负就崩溃。
First, we see that his self-confidence collapsed.
他并不像他所想象的那么完美，完美到一个地步啊，好像是一个公义的化身。
He is not as complete as he thought himself, even self-righteous.
啊，发现他这么久试验以来，他有许多的怨言，许多的不满，许多不正确的思想都出现在他这个人的里面。
During the period of trial, and he has exposed his complaints and unhappy, disobedient to God.
因此，他晓得他还有很长的路需要奔跑。
So he knows there's a long way for him to run.
啊，并不是已经刚跑的路跑完了。
It's not the way he should run. It's already finished.
还要继续的追求，追求更美的义。
He has to continue to seek for the more beautiful righteousness.
啊，也因为这个缘故，神打开他的眼睛，让他看见灵界的奥秘。
Because of that, God opened his spiritual eyes so he can see all the mystery.
我们一起来看42章第一节到第六节。
Let's read together chapter 42, verse 1 through 6.
好，我们一起来念。
Let's read it.
约伯回答耶和华说，我知道你凡事都能。知道是我不知道的。我是你，我现在亲眼看见你，因此我厌恶自己，在尘土和炉灰中懊悔自己。他的灵眼打开，看见三件事。
When his spiritual eyes was open, he saw.
第一件事就是对于神的全能有更深的认识。
He knows more about God's Almighty.
这个认识是认识在他的身上神的全能。
He knows this is that his own understanding also the true power of God.
这个全能发生在他的身上。
And this almightiness is executed on him.
原来约伯不知不觉已经到一个地步。
Unconsciously, Job has come to a situation.
没有什么人能够教导他。
Nobody can teach him.
因为都不够资格。
Because he feels nobody is qualified.
没有一个人能够让他认识他的需要。
Nobody can make him to understand his own need.
他的性格，他的一切都是不可以改的了。
And his character and his disposition can never be changed.
神说人不能改，我能改。
But God said, man cannot change him, but I can.
人不能要你知道你需要什么，我能叫你知道。
Man cannot make you see the need of yours, I can.
我们的神实在是个有办法的神。
Our God is really very wise. He knows how to deal with us.
弟兄姊妹，人家把你没有办法。
Brother and sister, nobody can do anything to you.
从前你在家里，妈妈把你没有办法，爸爸把你没有办法。
When you were in your home, your parents cannot do anything to you.
啊，这个 你结婚以后，丈夫把你没有办法，太太把你没有办法。
After you're married, your husband and wife cannot change you.
你如果神爱你，你看他，你等着瞧好了。
If God loves you, wait and see.
你看神对你有没有办法。
See how God can deal with you.
我看旧约里头有一个人，谁也没有把他有办法。
There was one man in the Old Testament. Nobody can do anything to him.
是谁啊？
Who is he?
不知道。雅各。
Jacob.
这一个人真是了不得的。
He was a great man.
哥，老经里头诡计多端。
He has a lot of wicked devices.
你没有想到，他都已经想到。
He thinks always ahead of anybody.
在他妈妈肚子里，他就作怪。
He even start his mischievous work in the womb of his mother.
这样的一个人，你看到哪里，哪里人都给他要给他抓他两把。
Wherever he goes, he always grabs something from others.
所以你看看，搞我这个家里头鸡犬不宁。
So the whole family was disturbed by it.
父亲给他骗得头头转。
And his father was deceived by it.
的妈妈给他骗了，好像喝了迷魂汤一样。
His mother just deceived to just love him so much.
哥哥也给他搞得哭起来了。
His brother was influenced by him and cried so bitterly.
这一个人就是一本万利耶，真是犹太人的祖宗。
he always wins something. Really, is a true Jew.
哪有这样的一碗红豆汤换来永远的祝福啊
？How can a bowl of bean soup can change the eternal blessing?
那神说，好，我等着你呢。
God said, "Wait and see."
慢慢你看看，我也没有把你办法。
Wait and see whether I can deal with you or not.
所以你看，后来他就腿瘸了，一定要主祝福，他过不去。
But later on, he become lame because he asked God to ask for blessings.
我们感谢神，我们是他的工作，在基督耶稣里造成的。
We thank God that we are His workmanship, created in Jesus Christ.
如果神不对付我们，我怕我们不是属于神的。
If God doesn't deal with our shortcomings, maybe we don't belong to Him.
如果神知道你有古怪的脾气，厉害地对付你，你要为此感谢神。
If God deal with our peculiar nature, we have to thank God.
你很好，而神给你很大的对付，你要更加感谢神。
If you are very good, God still deal with you. You have to thank God greatly.
让你认识他在你的身上是个全能者。
So that he can make you know that he indeed is Almighty God.
那么他的灵眼打开的第二是什么呢？
What did the second thing he see after his spiritual eyes was open?
他说我在厌恶自己。
He said, I abhor myself.
在尘土和炉灰中懊悔。
I repent in dust and ashes.
这个厌恶不是一个很轻的名词。
Abhor or hate is not a very light thing.
我们常常都是很客气的。
Often we are very polite.
我不行啊。
I cannot do it.
我这个人真是不好啊。
I'm not good enough.
那如果真是这样，别人讲你不好，你不要生气啊。
Indeed, you feel that way. Don't get mad when somebody talks to you.
好多时候来，我们说是不好，是只能自己说，不能别人说。
Sometimes we say we're not good enough. We can only say ourselves, not others.
有的时候你看看夫妻两人吵架。这个越吵越凶，原因就在这里。
When husband and wife quarrel, that's the main reason.
明明自己治不好，还要别方赞两句。
Sometimes we know we are not right, but we still want praises from the others.
实在并不厌恶自己。
Actually, we never abhor ourselves.
所以我们不知不觉的，我们可以不靠主来做什么。
Unconsciously, we just forget to trust God.
我们成就了什么呢？我们觉得是我做的，不是神做的。
If we have some accomplishment, we think we did it, not God.
认识自己实在是一个很深的功课。
To know ourselves is really a hard lesson.
能够到一个地步，能够像保罗说，在我里面毫无良善。
If we want to know ourselves, we can come to a situation like Paul said, there's no goodness in me.
我们与人之间就不会有太大的困难。
Then we will have too much problems with others.
这只有在神的面光之中，荣耀的光里面，我们才能达到的境界。
We can only attend to this in the glorious light of God.
那么第三个灵界打开，就是认识神的自己。
The third point he knew about is God himself.
我们知道我们认识神有几种不同的阶段。
We know there are several stages to know God.
一个就是风闻有理。
First is to hear, have heard about him.
就是听别人说的。
Somebody else told me.
啊，所以常常会受别人这个邪说的影响。
Usually, this will be influenced by the other's teaching.
还有一种就是知识的认识。
The second is the knowledge.
我们对于神的知识很多。
We have a lot of knowledge about God.
但是在我们的心灵的深处，并不真正的认识。
But deep in our heart, we don't actually know Him.
那这一些知识与我们生活没有发生任何的关系。
The knowledge is not related to our life, daily life.
以至于我们没有方法能够产生因认识神而有的见证和能力。
So we cannot have a good testimony produced by our faith.
那一天我讲到所罗门的事。
One day I mentioned about the King Solomon.
有一个姊妹说，按我知道所罗门是很认识神的。
One sister came to me, I understood Solomon really knew God.
我们只能说所罗门有认识神的知识，而没有实际的那个经历。
We can say Solomon had the knowledge of God, but he didn't really have the experience with God.
没有了真正的那个属灵的看见。
He did not have the spiritual vision he had.
所以你看见在这个所罗门的人生的任何事里头，没有一件事神与他是发生关系的。
So everything Solomon did in his life, God has no relation with it.
这个传道书讲到神这个字。
Ecclesiastes talk about the word God.
那但是在传道书里面没有一次提到主耶和华这样的字。
The Lord Jehovah has never been mentioned there.
那这里头大有分别的。
There is a difference.
我们可以说一个不是基督徒，他也可以相信有神。
A non-Christian, they believe there is God.
甚至于他也相信偶像不是神。
They all even believe idols are not.
但是这个神跟他有什么关系呢？
But what's the relationship of this God?
是因为神是神，我是我。
God is God, I am so.
并不对神有敬畏，有一种奉献侍奉的态度。
He never fears God or have a heart to serve Him.
所以这种知识毫无用处。
So knowledge doesn't make any doesn't help anything.
那今天很多的基督徒对于神的认识也停留在知识的阶段。
Many Christians, the knowledge of God just stop right there.
他好多时候要用一种方法去来认识神，要用手去摸，要用这个感觉去体会。
Sometimes he wants to touch God and to feel God.
其实神是个灵。
God is a spirit.
这个灵是一个实际的东西。
The spirit is a reality.
我们必须要进入到灵界里头，我们才能够了解这个事实是多么的奇妙。
We have to enter into the spiritual realm so we can understand this thing is so wonderful.
所以保罗，你看他认识神，跟我们认识神就有很大的不同。
The way Paul knows God is different from our knowledge to God.
保罗认识神，丢弃万事，如同粪土。
When Paul knows God, he forsakes everything, treats them as rubbish.
这里我们都知道，不是一个很困难的事。
We all know it's not a very difficult thing.
没有一个人觉得丢粪土很困难。
None of us think to throw away the dung is very difficult.
为什么保罗能够到这个地步呢？
How could Paul can do that?
是因为认识基督耶稣为至宝。
Because he has known that the Lord Jesus Christ is most precious.
所以那些东西放下不是很困难。
So for him to forsake all that is not very difficult.
很容易的事情。
It's easy.
那我们为什么缘故耶稣很宝贝，都很知道。
We all know that Jesus Christ is precious to us.
但让我们丢下的时候看了再看，看了再看，最好不要丢了，丢耶稣好了。
If you want us to forsake something, we keep on looking at it, and then probably we'll forsake Jesus himself.
我们没有进到了灵的实际里去。
Because we haven't entered into the spiritual reality.
所以你看在以弗所书里面讲到这样的事。
So it's said in the book of Ephesians.
保罗一开始把我们带到天上属灵各样的福气里去。
God, Paul first led us to heaven to enter into all the spiritual things.
那些东西啊，对于保罗说起来都是一些事实。
All those things to Paul is a reality, is a fact.
都是他侍奉的那个背后力量的根源。
Is the source of his strength when he served God.
但是他发现呢，这些弟兄姊妹并没有进入。
But he found most of the brothers and sisters did not enter into it.
他们有一个追求的心。
They have a heart of seeking.
所以保罗就为他们祷告。
That's why Paul prayed for them.
让他们也进到那个实际的里面去。
So that the brother and sister can enter into the same spiritual realm.
我们看以弗所书第一章。
Let's see Ephesians chapter 1.
以弗所书第一章十五节练习。
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 15.
一直练到第二十一节。
Through verse 21.
我们一起来练。因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住地感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，求我们主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，将那赐人智慧启示的灵赏给你们，使你们真知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并知道他向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等的浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力，使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，不但是今世的，连来世的也都超过了。那这里讲到有三个灵界的事实。
He mentioned about three spiritual facts.
第一个就是我们所相信的主。
First is the Lord we believe.
第二个就是这位主对我们的恩召是一个荣耀的呼召。
Second, the calling of the Lord is a glorious call.
第三个就是属灵的大能大力。
The third is the spiritual power.
这些东西都不是任何世上的事物所能够比较的。
All these things cannot compare with the worldly things.
但是呢，都是神所要赐给我们的。
This was intended, God intended to give this.
我们用什么办法能够得着呢？
How can we receive all this?
不是用手抓。
Not to grab with our hands.
甚至于不是用我们的热心。
Not even use our enthusiasm.
也甚至于不是用我们就是光光读读圣经。
Not only by reading the Bible.
必须要求神把那智慧启示的灵赏给我们。
We have to ask God to give us the knowledge, spiritual knowledge.
要照明我们心里的眼睛。
So that our spiritual eyes can be opened.
这个心里的眼睛就是灵眼。
The eyes in our heart is spiritual eyes.
只有灵界的东西能够启示灵界的东西。
Only the spiritual thing can arouse the understanding of the spiritual.
因此当我们的灵眼被圣灵开启的时候，我们进入实灵实际里去。
When our spiritual eyes are open, we can enter into the spiritual realm.
在那一个境界里面，这个世界就算不得什么。
In this kind of situation, then we count this worldly things.
在这里你就晓得最后约伯进入了这个灵界。
Finally, we can see Job entered into this spiritual world.
所以他的痛苦还是在。
He still have all the troubles.
在他的心灵里头已经觉得有力量能够承担。
But in his heart, he had the strength to take it.
我们大家一定要注意到这件事情。
We have to pay attention to this.
约伯的苦难在这个时候还是没有消失的。
We know none of the problems is taking away at this moment.
我们不要以为这一显现后病忽然之间好掉了。
It's not when God appeared to him, all the trouble is taking away.
还是同样的处境。
He still have all the problems.
到后来他真正的得胜呢，神就不单言把这些东西拿去。
When he indeed won the victory, God removed all the troubles away from him.
那灵里头解决的问题呢，要实际上有行为的见证，所以42章7节到第9节就讲到 这一方面的流露。
When his spiritual problem has solved, then in chapter 42 it has the testimony and all this explained it.
我们一起来念约伯记42章第七节到第九节。
Together, chapter 42, verse 7 through
9. 多读几节，我们就读到第十节。
Let's read until 10.
七节，练习。耶和华对约伯说话以后，就对提曼人以利发说，我的怒气向你和你两个朋友发作，因为你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事。现在你们要取七只公牛七只公羊到我仆人约伯那里去，为自己献上燔祭，我的仆人约伯就为你们祈祷，我因悦纳他，就不按你们的欲望办你们。你们议论我不如我的仆人约伯说的事。于是提曼人以利发、苏雅人比勒达、拉玛人说法，照所吩咐的去行，耶和华就悦纳约伯。约伯为他的朋友祈祷，耶和华就使约伯从湖井返回，并且耶和华赐福给他的，给他先前所有的加倍。那这里要开始，神要看他们用十分实际的见证来赐福给约伯和他三个朋友。
Through their actual testimony, that God want to bless them and the three friends.
首先，神向三个朋友发怒。
First, the Lord was angry with the three friends.
好像神收拾了约伯呢，现在说我来收拾你们三个。
God has taken care of Job, then he is turning to his three friends to take care of them.
说你们讲话讲的没有约伯讲的好。
He said, what you talk is not as good as Job did.
所以我现在要向你们发怒。
I'm going to get mad at you.
这个三个朋友真是觉得很冤枉。
And they feel they were mistreated.
我们来都是爱心来的。
We came because of love.
我们讲话也没有什么错的。
We didn't have, actually have any mistakes in our
speech. 但是神说我们议论他不如约伯议论的事。
But God said, you're spoken of me not as right as Job did.
约伯骂你，我们还辩护得不得了，你还说他讲的对。
When Job complained about you, we tried to explain to him why
you're so blameless. 是神偏心呢？
Are you partial to Job?
因为他受苦，所以特别的原谅一点呢？
Because he suffered, then you're partial to him?
我相信神不是这样的。
I'm sure it's not the case.
神乃是说在他们的话语的里面有不正确的地方。
It's because in their talking there are some mistakes there.
就是以为他们对于苦难的问题已经全部的得着了启示。
They thought that they had the complete revelation abouttribulation.
以为神对待那个人要罚他唯一的途径就是使他受苦。
They thought the only way to punish a sin is to make him suffer.
除了这个之外，苦难没有别的意思。
And besides that, there's no meaning.
但是约伯不承认这一点。
But Job didn't accept it.
认为在他的经验里头，苦难不一定全部与罪有关系。
In his experience, he doesn't think that the affliction always related to sin.
神就根据这一点，要把他们的愚昧。自满把它拿去。
So God wants to take away the folly.
那么神所以说他们不对呢，也是根据实际的光景而说。
God criticized them is because of some true fact there.
人实际的光景怎么样，只有神知道。
Only God knows our true situation.
你看这个以利户啊，劝约伯的时候啊，常常讲到我。不是以利法。
When Elijah talks to Job, he always mentioned about I.
以利法说你要好好的接受神的惩罚。
He said that take the discipline from God carefully.
讲完以后他至于我呢，我需要怎么怎么怎么。
As for me, I'm going to do this and that.
好像他能够比约伯更会受苦，更能够忍耐。
Sounds as if he can take the suffering better than Job.
实际上只有神知道这个以利法 能够受苦受到什么地步。
Only God knows.